Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole is on the line. He's a member of the House Republican leadership team. He's a deputy whip, which means his job is to help round up votes, as Republicans are trying to do again today for a repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Hey, great to be with you.
How would you describe the state of play? Would you say you do have the votes, or you hope you will have the votes later today, or what?
I think we have the votes. Again, you never know you have them until you actually schedule the vote and hold it, because some of these guys are pretty adroit and fairly slippery. but we think we've got all the fish in the bucket, so we'll see.
Aren't you actually making some of the calls yourself?
I mean, I've been working this very hard, like all the other people involved in the WHIP operation. So I feel certainly good about the people I've talked to, and I trust the people that are actually doing the count.
Okay, so people are saying to you things like, I'm with you, but maybe not, I will be with you, like you're not entirely sure of some of them, or?
Oh, there's always a few like that, but, we're pretty sure.
Okay.
Again, people know this is an important moment, and the last thing you want to do at a time like that is mislead other people. Right. I mean, yes is yes, no is no, that's fair. But, don't play games this late in the game, and that has consequences for you down the line. So, again, actually, in the end of the day, most people are pretty honest.
Okay. And of course, I'm talking about this because there was an effort to vote on this before, and in the end, it had to be pulled back. Let me ask about the bill in the form you're going to vote on, Congressman. There is a provision, as some people will know, which allows states to opt out of some of the provisions of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. There are provisions that were quite popular. There are essential benefits that are required in insurance plans. There is protection for people with pre-existing conditions. Now you have a bill that would allow states to opt out of those protections. Why do that?
Well, first of all, we think it's basic federalism. We think people in Oklahoma probably make better decisions for Oklahomans than people in Washington, D.C. Same in California, same in New York. Second, this particular provision, can't be exercised for several years. In other words, you have to build up the risk pool. But at the end of the day, you either trust your governor and your state legislature or you don't. In my case, I do. And it's far easier, if they make an error, for people to, frankly, correct them and or fire them if they need to, than it is to deal with a sort of faceless federal bureaucracy that's in many cases thousands of miles away.
Although you're going to ask your members to make a vote to say, I'm going to remove essential benefits. That's how this is going to be framed.
Well, it'll be framed that way probably by critics, but that's really not the case. They're making a vote to say, I'd rather have people in my neighborhood, in my state, make this decision than somebody else. And I think at the end of the day, it's very unlikely that any governor of any state will remove the pre-existing conditions clause. I mean, and if they do, the people in that state can correct it pretty quickly. And there's all sorts of very stringent conditions that they would have to meet before they could apply for the waiver. And again, remember, they have to apply for the waiver. The waiver has to be approved. So I think it's the appropriate thing to do, but it's not as if there's not a lot of safeguards there.
Let me ask about another thing, Congressman. The last time you tried to vote on this, the Congressional Budget Office did an analysis of the bill and found, among other things, that over time, something like 24 million people would lose or drop their insurance coverage, would no longer find it to be worth it to them or affordable. This time, there's not a Congressional Budget Office scoring at all. Why not wait to allow one?
Well, I think, number one, we look at this as fairly, we have a score. We think if this does anything, it probably improves things. But remember, we're, again, in a very complex federal system. This thing is going to go to the United States Senate. It's going to change, in my view, in the United States Senate in some way. Then we have to have a conference to work out the differences. If we can do that, then it has to still pass the House and the Senate again before it ever gets to the president. So, at some point, you just have to move, and we think this is it, and this will create some momentum. Again, I'm interested to see what our friends in the Senate will do in response.
Kind of awkward to do that, though, isn't it, Congressman, telling your members, pass this bill, which is unpopular, or many provisions are going to be unpopular, and it's just not going to be law in that form anyway.
Well, no, actually, I don't think they're pretty sophisticated about knowing how things work. And this is not a hard bill to grasp. This is not like Obamacare, which was 2,400 pages long. This bill's 113 or 14 pages, or 17, I think, the last time I looked. And these amendments are, less than a page apiece, so they're not hard to understand or comprehend. And in my case, this is certainly better than what we've got today. Look, I live in a state where we're down to a single provider who's losing money. We have a 69% rate increase coming for people that don't have aren't subsidized in the pool. And finally, because we're not a Medicaid expansion state, we've got hospitals taking care of classes of patients that in other places they get compensated for, not here. So,
Congressman, got to stop you there, but
you
thank
bet.
You very much. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
It. Tom Cole of Oklahoma.